Bless you, dear friend. Thank you for the miracle seed. Know that as you're moving about and preparing for the month of September, the Lord said it's a time for you to begin to review your priorities and to see if they need any changing. It's a time where your eyes must begin to be open to some things, to see greater possibilities, to see new opportunities. And you're going to see this happening up until around about the 29th of the month. And yet the Lord says this season promotes harmony and peace and greater love in your relationships. But also around the 8th of the month, the Lord says it's going to bring some good news for you that is going to have you smiling. Around the 13th and up until around about October the 26th, God says you're going to be able to make headway in your work or in your career. And if you successfully complete jobs that showcase your special abilities, God says you're going to prosper. And I will make you a favorite because God says money's going to be all around you. And guess what? You're going to be the goose with the golden egg. Because God said, whatever your hands touch, he says, I will bless it. Wherever your feet go, I will cause you to prosper. But you must stay in my presence and keep me first. Keep me set before thee, and I will surely bless you, and you will lack for nothing. And God says, I stir up the prophetic gifting, and I stir up the prophetic anointing. Listen to the whispers of my voice. Listen to the guiding of my spirit, and I will lead you to the path of righteousness. I will lead you and show you where the goal is at, and I will bring right people and right connections into your life. So the Lord says, stay on top of your chores, stay on top of your responsibilities, operate in excellence, the Lord will say unto thee. Now I heard him say unto me, he says, don't aggravate people that are in authority. Don't aggravate any bosses or superiors. On the 24th, it's going to usher in a new financial or a social opportunity that's going to be very favorable for thee. Now, I do feel the Lord says avoid hard physical work and slow down a bit on the 7th, the 8th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 24th, because these could be difficult things around thee. Get your proper rest, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the season of September, and Father God says this is the season where you're going to be working hard as well as smart. But Father God says this is the month of reward, and I hear Father God says this is the month of review. But Father God says this is the season where you're going to be stepping into a new posture and a new manner concerning relationships and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying this is the season to stay focused and don't bite any distractions. But Father God says this is the season where you're going to be prioritizing some things. And I hear Father God says prepare for travel. Father God says plan a getaway for this month. But Father God says in the getaway there's going to be meditation and prayer and healing. And I do hear Father God saying this is the month where you're going to begin to take a look at former commitments concerning partners, relationships, long-term acquaintances. And I hear Father God saying you're going to begin to take off the rose-colored glasses concerning these things. And Father God says you're going to pay attention to details. And I further hear Father God saying this is the season to stay peace, be still to any storm that may arise. I hear Father God saying between the dates of September 9th and the 13th, Father God says this is the season where you're going to have to stand. After you've done all, Father God says stand, because there may be a miscommunication or a misunderstanding. Anything that may be disruptive, anything that may frustrate you, I hear Father God saying, don't you change your course, for Father God says this is the season where emergencies may arise, but Father God says he's already anointed you and appointed you for this season. I do hear Father God say pay close attention to the dates of the 14th, 15th, 20th, and 25th, but Father God says these are going to be blessed days and favorable days where you're going to move forward in faith and not fear. And I just hear Father God say trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. And that is the word of the Lord.
My God, dear friend, my God, my God. Well, listen, I want you to stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth, and I'll be right back. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Lee. Sister Lee, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be I'm hearing the word inheritance of some sort. And God says that there's going to be something that you're going to be doing. God says for you to pick it up, because whatever this is, you have set it aside. But God says for you to pick it back up again. and is going to bring you much joy, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless my sister. I see books all around you. God says education is favorable for you in this season. I see you having favor with grants, scholarships, and anything pertaining to education is favorable for you. And that's the word of the Lord.
My sister, God says that the doors are open. The doors of prosperity and wealth shall be thy portion. God says, even as you seek me early, you shall find me. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lee. I concur with the prophet that the Lord is bringing an inheritance, and this inheritance is going to be a blessing to you as you ask the Lord for insight. Be of good cheer and rest in the Lord, and rest in the Lord, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lee. I hear the word of the Lord saying new transportation. Father God says this is the season of that upgrade. Father God says study to show yourself approved. Father God says your name is coming up next for a miracle and a blessing. I do hear Father God saying politics and politicians. I do hear Father God saying ministry. I do hear Father God saying you being developed. I hear prophets as we come forth, but there's a prophetic calling on your life. And I do hear Father God saying this is the season to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. For Father God says he's calling you quickly and swiftly. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Lise, for your seed. Don't let this be the last time. I got so much more I want to talk to you about. God says favor, favor, favor shall be your portion. Favor shall be your portion. And you're going to see, Sister Lise, that God's at that place an anointing upon your life. Your ability to charm, persuasion, and magnetism will lead you to new doors and new opportunities. And yea, I even see a God touching something in a relationship. And I don't know why I'm seeing love all around you. The Lord says, get ready, because you're going to discover that I have given you a faith for healing. Healing, a healer. There is a healer in you. A faith and an anointing for healing that you shall use to not only touch yourself, but also touch others. And as you move in faith, God says, watch me move on your behalf. For the next 2 to 3 months shall be a season where you must deal with some experiences or some things from the past. So watch your decisions. Watch your decisions and all that you do. For though as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Don't become frustrated. Don't become frustrated when things are moved where you want them to move. For you will find me even in your time of prayer. You will find me as you assume the posture of giving and serving. That's the place where I'm going to bless you. Something may be on a phone call, or you might receive some kind of a letter or something of communication from a friend or someone that needs your prayer, needs something from you. Lift them up, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season where I'm going to begin to fulfill your desire. I'm going to fulfill your desire deep within your soul. And yea, you will marry, and you will have a great man of God that will truly, truly, truly love you. Now keep your eyes stayed on business. Keep your eyes stayed on your work. For I'll open thee up in this season, and you will see that the gift that I have placed upon you, thee, Sister Lise, shall make room for thee. And people in authority, people that are over you, will see the anointing, will see how capable you are. So the Lord says, stand up, for I shall make thy name great. Bless you, woman of God.